All right. Well, praise God. Gonna have a little different message today. We'll see. Seems like recently the Lord's been maybe disrupting my life. I'm just speaking now in regards to the sermons. Here recently, the Lord gave me just really short or no sermon at all. And so coming along to this Wednesday, I was seeking the Lord and I was putting in some extra time just praying or maybe praying. We'll talk about that in a minute, probably. I was trying to get a message. I was like, well, Lord didn't give me any message last week. And this week I'm like, okay, I got to have some kind of message. You know, people expect me to preach and have a message up on Wednesdays and you know, so okay, God, what's the message? And I just wasn't getting anything, and I was starting to get a little agitated in my flesh, just like, you know, I gotta have a message, like, come on. And finally I recognized the churning going on in me, and I said, oh, this isn't right. So I just said, Lord, what do you want to say? But still, it was just like I couldn't connect with the Lord. I was just so, just wrestling. My mind was trying to get a message, a sermon. And so finally, I was just like, God, I can't even connect with you, Lord. I need help. Help me connect with you. And as soon as I asked, immediately, I just kind of in the spirit saw this still, placid lake, this water just without a ripple on it. And the thought of the calmness there, and it was just like my whole soul just calmed down. And I was able to connect with the Lord and just say, God, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to do here? And immediately I recognized that peacefulness. God was not worried. He wasn't all, you know, trying to figure out a message, and so I shouldn't either. And along with that, I just felt the Lord say, David, just open your mouth and speak. And I had the sense that it was going to be a little different. Like, I don't even have my Bible in front of me. I have no Bible. I don't have some scriptures planned or anything, and I just kind of felt the Lord wanted to bring this back to, you know, it's okay to allow Him to disrupt our lives. It's okay for Him to disrupt the status quo. It's okay for Him to come in and disrupt church as usual. We see it in the scriptures. Right? He came in, he overturned the tables of the money changers in the temple. He came in and church was different when he was around. And whether it's preaching a sermon or whether it's in our day-to-day lives, let's be okay with God disrupting our lives. Disrupting the status quo, disrupting the routine that we find ourselves in. Even a sermon, like, what's a sermon supposed to look like? You know, we have this, okay, well, we got to have this, you know, scripture passage, and we have to talk about the scripture passage, and this is how a sermon's supposed to look. But is that what Jesus did? I'm not saying we can't do that at times, but Jesus went out into the streets and he told people stories that brought them alongside the reality of who God is. He healed the sick. He touched the broken. And he shared his life. He told parables, stories that made some of the religious leaders scratch their heads sometimes, made the religious leaders angry sometimes, Are we okay with getting a little bit of shaking going on? A little shaken out of the status quo? I mean, I even think about this last year with COVID and everything. I mean, there's been some disruptions, maybe, you know, depending who we are, where we've been, or what fellowships we're plugged in with, or whatever. You know, some haven't had any opportunity to meet in person. Some have had some opportunities, but it's been limited, or some are, I mean, there's just all different things, and it's like, it's in a lot of ways, it seems like there's been a lot of disruption, and there can be this cry to get back to things as usual, back to the way things used to be. But I'm not so sure that God wants us to get back to the way things were. I'm not talking, saying we can't meet together, but as we meet together, maybe God's asking us to change. Maybe he's not interested in the status quo. Excuse me. Maybe he's not interested in things going on like they've been going on. Is it okay if church gets shaken? Is it okay if we never go back to the way things used to be? God desires to heal the sick, to touch the wounded, to speak life and truth. Again, I don't know what all this looks like, and I don't know what's coming down the road exactly. But I just continue to hear the Lord say there's no going back. I preach a sermon about that towards the beginning of the COVID season. And I'm just hearing that stirring again now as some things are being let up, and you know, more meeting times are allowed and different things is, you know. And I just keep hearing this roar in my heart, in my spirit, saying there's no going back. Don't go back to the way things used to be. And I'm just encouraging each one of us to be asking God what that means. I mean, I don't have any revelation on that at the moment. I have my own thoughts of what it could be, but I don't know. But as each one of us, whether we are in a quote-unquote leadership position or not a leadership position, whatever we consider ourselves, I'm saying let's seek the Lord in this season and say, God, what is it that you want me to be about? What do you desire, quote-unquote, church to look like? God is calling his people to himself. He longs for his people. He weeps over them like a shepherd with sheep, weeping, looking out and seeing his sheep without a shepherd. Sheep wandering about, hurt, broken, in the need of the touch of the Savior's hand. Holy Spirit, I just invite you to speak to our hearts. Whatever you want to speak. Father, would you make us down to whatever is required, until we are just down to the foundation, if that's what it has to be. Anything that we have built upon the foundation of you that is not of you, Father, obliterate it. Break it off of us. We want to look like you. Oh, God. Restore your people. Oh God, draw us back to you. Forgive us for going through the religious motions. Father, turn our hearts and our attention and our affection upon you once again to get our eyes off of every other man, every other person, and behold you. We have beheld people for far too long. We have beheld pastors, leaders, and we have worshipped them. We have expected them to be our source of supply instead of going to God ourselves. Again, hear me out. I'm not saying there can't be sermons. I'm not saying that God doesn't speak through his people. He does. But too often, one person is exalted above the others. And that one ministry gift is looked to as God. And God will not share his glory with another. God will not share his glory with another. God will not share his glory with people. He alone is worthy to be praised. He alone is the one that we turn our attention, our affection, our devotion to. Yes, we honor the working of him through his people. We honor those who speak in his name. We honor those through whom he flows. But let the glory go to him. Let the attention go to him and get our eyes off of man. There are those who worship the leadership, and in that they are distracted. There are those who get bitter and angry at leadership, and in such they get distracted. There are those who, whatever it may be, and I'm saying whether we're in leadership or whether we're not in leadership, let's get our eyes off of one another and fix our eyes on Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. We don't have the right to be offended. We don't have the right to exalt others above what they should be. We don't have the right. Turn our affection, our attention to him. And where he says, where he goes, we go. What he says, we say. It can be scary, you know, to break out of the routine. It's amazing. I mean, out of the smallest of things, how scary it can be. I mean, just in my own life of preaching, and here recently where the Lord sometimes has given me a sermon at all, or it's just been real short, and my own flesh is like, yeah, but you know, I've gotten used to this. I've gotten used to preaching. People have gotten used to listening to me preach. I'm like, what if God stops giving me sermons? Like, this has been a big part of my life for the last several years since God's asked me to preach. You know, and then there's times where people are, you know, I can tell people are kind of like, okay. You know, they maybe think that I just haven't been seeking God, or, you know, don't care anymore, don't put any time into it. It's like, I'm still seeking the Lord. I'm still doing the same things I ever did. He's just not giving me a sermon sometimes. You know, and there's that tendency of our flesh, and it's like, okay, well now, wait. Who am I worshiping? Am I going to just be like, well, we need a sermon, so I'm going to put something together? Or am I going to be like, well, God hasn't given me a sermon, so I'm not going to give one. In our own lives again, whatever that may look like. If God's leading us in a certain way and it's against the status quo, am I willing to just do it? God is on the move. You see, oh boy. I think sometimes I'll just speak for myself. Sometimes I get, you know, God's doing something in my life, and it's, oh, okay, this is great, I'm doing it, and it's for a season, and then God's on the move, and he's shifting, and he's changing. And if we don't shift and change, it's like, but I want to, you know, that's what I was doing. And again, I'm not saying that I won't ever preach a message again. I expect I will. But are we willing to go with the flow? If it's a message or no message, if it's a whatever God's calling us to do, or you know, what's our identity? Is our identity in what we do? Like, oh, well, I preach, so I got to have a message. And if I don't have a message, then I've lost my identity. No, my identity is in Christ. Whatever he's doing, if he's preaching, then my identity at that moment is preaching. But if he's not, then it's not. I just think God wants to disrupt church as usual. He just wants to come in and wreak havoc on the status quo. Wreak havoc on the mundane religious motions. He wants to come in and he wants to speak a living word that cuts to the heart, that delivers us from the evil one, that heals and delivers and sets free. Again, hear me rightly, I'm not coming against, you know, my messages or other people's messages or different things. I'm just saying God's on the move and he's shaking everything that can be shaken. And the question is, will we stay on the foundation or will we run away? When things are different than they used to be, will we hold fast to him or will we run away? Are you ready for change? Say, well, David, I don't like change. You know, some personalities love change, some of them don't. My personality doesn't really like change. My personality is like, oh, I'll just keep going like I've been going. That's nice. But that's my fleshly personality. Our spirit, man, oh, our spirit, whether we know it or not, loves change. He loves seeing the transformation of our lives. From glory to glory, from one thing to another, from little to greater. Oh, I just pray for us in this season. Father, I ask for your grace. Give us the grace to hold fast to you, to not be offended at you, to allow the shaking to shake us into your arms. Oh, God, that we would know the height, the depth, the breadth of the love that you have for us. That we would experience what you so desire to give to us. If we will but rest, if we will but enter into your rest and cease from our own stuff, and allow you to flow through. Father, we thank you that you bring freedom. Glorious freedom just to be who you created us to be. Thank you, Father. You are good. And all that you do is good. Thank you, Lord. I just speak over all of you listening. I say the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace. I just want you to know that God is for you. He is for you. He is for you. And that may mean shaking off some of the things that our flesh holds on to. And it might feel at times like he's against us, but he's not really against us. He's against everything that doesn't submit itself to the knowledge of God. Everything that doesn't look like Him, smell like Him, God is against. Because He knows it destroys us. He wants the best for us. But that may come through some hardship. That may come through some breaking and some tearing so that He can mend us and make us into who He wants us to be. Oh, how God loves you. Oh, how God desires you to know Him. Not just from afar. Not just of what someone else has said, but that you would hear from His very mouth and know Him. May every other thing fall by the wayside, and may we know Him more with every passing day. God bless you. I love you. I'm praying for you. Keep your eyes on Him. He is the way. He is the truth. And He is the life, and there is none other. God bless.